The new Madame Tussauds in Washington, D.C. features lifelike wax replicas of some of the world's best-known celebrities, including sports figures, movie stars, and world leaders.
We actually have a wide range of figures here at the attraction. We have a total of 50 figures. We have 13 presidents. We also have famous icons from the civil rights movement, like Rosa Parks, like Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X.
Shamika Lloyd is marketing manager at Washington, D.C.'s Madame Tussauds, the newest in an expanding chain of these establishments.
We have A-list celebrities, so we have a glamour room where you can actually party and rub elbows with Angelina Jolie, Brad Pitt, Tom Cruise, Julia Roberts, dance with Beyonce, sit on the couch with Madonna. So we just have something for everyone.
Madame Tussauds is often referred to as a museum, but the visitor experience here is different from the typical museum encounter.
I think a lot of times people have an idea that when they come to a lot of the museums here that there's this attitude of you can look but you can't touch, or maybe there's no flash photography, and we are 180 degrees different from that.
Because this is Washington, famous figures here include historically important personalities from Abraham Lincoln right down to George W. Bush. So is there a favorite?
All of our figures are very popular, but yes, people do love to come and get close to Bill Clinton. You know, this is one of the few places you actually get to hug him and, you know, just get close and take a photo with him. So it's fun for everybody.
French-born Madame Tussauds is here as well. Her early wax models launched this attraction into existence. But even she could not have foreseen the innovations in fashion that would follow.
We want this to be an attraction for everybody, not just tourists to the nation's capital, but international visitors and residents alike. So we invite and welcome everyone here.
The firm that operates the Madame Tussauds chain claims more than 500 million people worldwide have visited since it first opened. Of course, there's always a new face to meet here. George Dwyer, VOA News.